This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The 2024 election season is underway in Colorado. The Republicans who hope to represent the state's 4th district in Congress met for their first debate last night. The 9 candidates all agreed on the most pressing issue they think is facing the country, immigration and the situation at the southern border. Radio host and candidate Deborah Flora.
We have to stop federal funding to states, cities that are sanctuary states. We need to reform our asylum policy, and then we have to secure our border, and only then can we talk about the next steps.
Colorado's 4th District, which includes the Eastern Plains and parts of the Front Range, is the state's most conservative. The race is open because its current representative, Ken Buck, is retiring. Xcel Energy has set another record for annual profits, but CPR's Sam Brash reports investors remain concerned about financial fallout from the Marshall Fire.
A Boulder County Sheriff's report found Xcel power lines contributed to the 2021 blaze, the most destructive fire in state history. The company now faces hundreds of lawsuits from victims. On its latest earnings call, CFO Brian Van Abel told investors the company won't settle any cases.
You know, we strongly disagree with the conclusion of the sheriff's report, and we intend to vigorously defend ourselves sitting here today.
Xcel expects the lawsuits will go to trial sometime in 2025. If Xcel loses, it could be held liable for billions in damages. Energy customers likely won't cover those costs, but could pay for grid upgrades to prevent future fires. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Decreasing clouds in Denver overnight with a low around 24 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.